104.7 The Drop, Sugar Bear Lamali. I just have to address this before we start. This Community Corner. Our very special guest, Marissa Poppins, is here. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
Y'all were just talking about a Midwest dish, and I can't let it go. And so we'll have to get into that another time, but let me just say to our audience listening, if you're from the Midwest, you may be on their side, but it's just a preposterous what they just have exposed me to.
The exposure is to green beans and tater tots in the same dish.
Amazing.
It's ridiculous.
Tater tot hot dish. It's the best.
Oh, my gosh. We have to argue another day. We'll have to do that another day. Yeah. So y'all just bookmark that in your mind. We'll talk about it. Thank y'all for being here. You too, Lamali.
Thanks.
Special guest, as we mentioned, she is a personal friend of mine and of us. She's been here before, Marissa Poppins. She's with Mysterious Miracles, which is her own personal foundation that helps out people with multiple sclerosis. If you know anyone that has MS, it is a debilitating disease, and it can be, but you can live with it, and there's ways of getting help, so on and so forth. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Now, tell the people who are listening, MS, what exactly is multiple sclerosis?
So MS is a neurological autoimmune disease where your immune system is attacking your nervous system. Okay. So any function that happens from the brain is affected. So talking, walking, eating, breathing, thinking, all those things can be taken away or very difficult to do. And so there's no cure for MS right now. There's treatments that slow the progression, but it is a progressive disease that continues to progress and sometimes gets worse, puts people in wheelchairs and whatnot.
Yeah. And then because we talked about this when you were on the show, I don't know, 2 years ago or something like that. How were you diagnosed? What happened? Walk me through that day, that moment when you're like, I need to go talk to someone or see someone.
Yeah, so I woke up and I was paralyzed from my waist down. I couldn't even stand or walk to the kitchen to get some water. I thought I was dehydrated. So I just kind of like laid in bed for a couple hours. It didn't go away. So I called a friend to take me to the ER, and they first thought it was a stroke because as it progressed, my arms and hands started going numb. And we got to the ER. They did an MRI with contrast dye and found 8 lesions on my brain and 4 on my spine. And the ones on my spine were the ones that were active. And that's why I was losing my mobility and having numbness and tingling. From there, it took about 9 months before I could see a neurologist, just with all the challenges with healthcare, insurance, just neurologists are hard to get into right away.
Yeah.
And so that just rocked my world. And that first year of being on that journey was very difficult. I had trouble, like I said, getting medical care. My employer at the time was not very understanding. Ended up getting fired because of my MS was taking too many days off to go to my doctor's appointments, asking for multiple breaks because my body was just not having the energy that I used to have. And I was referred to a support group for people with MS, and I was hearing that same story or similar story from other people in that group. And I was like, this is not right. We need to do something so that people just understand, to give us a little bit of grace and empathy. And so I started Mysterious Miracles to provide that support and resources so that people didn't have to walk this journey alone and get the things that they needed to not just only survive, but thrive with MS.
Love it.
So is MS, is it like it comes in waves? Like some days you have good days, some days you have bad days, or is it progressive?
So it all depends on the person. So there's 3 types of MS. There's the relapse remitting, which, like you said first, comes and goes. So for me, I have the relapse remitting. I'll have good days, and then sometimes I wake up and I can't walk. I can't think properly. It's crazy. There's some days where I can tie my own shoe, and there's other days where I have to ask for help to tie my own shoes or button a shirt. And then there's the secondary progressive MS, which is a lot more progressive. And that's usually the people that end up with a lot of mobility challenges, ending up having to use walkers and wheelchairs for their mobility. So it's a disease that's very complicated. It's invisible, and it's hard to understand if you don't have it, because you could see somebody with MS, you know, roller skating one day, and then the next day they're in bed, can't move. Right. And
you don't get it, like, why you were fine yesterday.
Exactly, yeah. It's just one of those things where your body is like, today I'm good, and the next day you're like, nope, I'm going to be not so good today. Mm.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Because that is, like, hearing your stories, I also have an invisible chronic illness, right? And you wouldn't know it by looking at me. I wouldn't know it by just looking at you. What is the experience like? Like, what are some things you've experienced out in the world, ways that people have maybe not considered you or people with disabilities, just that you've experienced having a more invisible illness?
I think the biggest thing is on days where I'm walking decently and I got to go to the grocery store and I park in a handicap spot, and the looks that people give me, I've had a couple people even say something like, hey, you don't look disabled. Why are you parking there? And, you know, it's just like, wow, it's crazy that we have to prove our disability and even explain it. And so that's the biggest challenge. And then just being understood, that's another big thing, is I've had experiences where I've been kind of harassed for having to use my walker in certain situations, been uninvited to events because they didn't think that my wheelchair was going to look good enough at their event. This experience it happens to a lot of us, even with people with invisible disabilities, because like I said, you look good one day and then another day you're in that wheelchair and people are like, what's going on? Like, I think you're faking it. And I'm like, no, I'm not. So
yeah, please don't make those judgments like that.
Who would even do that?
Like, that's people out there. We're talking to Marissa Poppins from Mysterious Miracles. She's living with MS, and maybe it's affected you in some form or fashion. You know someone. Maybe you have MS. There's a lot of help out there. Marissa, I want to ask you just a personal question, and I know you have a lot of people, your friends listening. How are you doing? Because as a friend, she reached out to me. She heard me when I was doing the mental health for month of June for men. Yeah, she heard those, and she kind of texted me and was like, hey, I appreciate those. Those are really nice that you're doing that, but really, how are you doing, like, for real? And also offered her support to me. So I'm asking you, how are you doing in this space? Because there's an event that's happening Saturday. We'll get to that. But how are you doing? Because you have your ups and downs. You just mentioned that. But personally, I'm asking you, how you feeling?
Been decent. The last month has been rough with the heat. Heat is a big factor for people with MS. Mm. And so the whole month of June and July, I've been having to walk with my cane or walker. So that's been challenging. My energy just isn't there. My cognitive has been horrible this last month. So it's been a challenge, but I just keep pushing forward.
Keep pushing. Yeah.
Can you talk to us a little bit more about Mysterious Miracles and what your organization does, how you help the community and provide resources for people?
Yeah. So Mysterious Miracles, we focus with helping people thrive with their day-to-day needs. We're not trying to find a cure or do research. There's plenty of organizations that are doing that. We want to help the people today and now. So we help people pay for their medical expenses if they can't afford that. We help people get equipment, canes, walkers, wheelchairs, shower chairs. We'll retrofit people's homes, put a ramp on their home, stair lifts, walk-in showers. We'll help with food assistance. A lot of people, they're putting all their money into the expense of medication and treatments, so they can't afford food. We'll also help with transportation if they need rides to their doctor's appointments, a ride to the grocery store. And then we'll also help them navigate the insurance piece of that too, making sure that they're getting all the benefits that they're paying for and deserve with their insurance. Mm.
Love that. In fact, you got a great review from someone, right?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to read that. I think that's amazing, the help that you're giving. Yeah.
So after falling multiple times and hitting my head, I realized I couldn't keep pushing through alone. Accepting that I needed help with mobility was hard. It felt like losing a part of my independence. But discovering Mysterious Miracles changed everything. Their cane has helped me walk longer distances without fear or hesitation. And the shower chair has been life-changing, especially with my untuff phenomenon. For the first time in a long time, I can take a shower without the anxiety of fainting and safely wash my hair. These aren't just products, they've given me piece of my life back. But what truly sets Mysterious Miracles apart is the emotional support. They've reminded me that I'm not alone. Their compassion and care have brought me a renewed sense of hope. I feel genuinely supported, both physically and emotionally. Being seen, heard, and understood in this way is rare, and it means everything when you're living with something as unpredictable and isolating as MS. I now have more hope, more confidence, and more peace. Mysterious Miracles has been just that, a miracle.
Wow, we love to hear that. That's what it's for. Wow, you're doing amazing work out there, and I know you could always use volunteers. We'll get to that, too. Let's get to this event happening Saturday.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be your host and your DJ, which is really, really cool. Tell them people about it. You talked to me about this a year ago, and it's really cool to see it actually happening this Saturday.
Yeah, so I had this vision to do a concert fundraiser for MS, and I've had it since 2020, and finally making it happen 5 years later. It's called Mysterious Jams, and we're having six different bands, local Colorado bands. We've teamed up with Youth on Record to get some youth bands in there to play. And so it's starting at 3 p.m., going from 3 to 9. It's going to be at the People's Building in Aurora on Saturday, August 2nd. We're having, like I said, two bands from Youth on Record. We're having The Lonely Mountains, Cross-Centered Records, a hip-hop group, The Mediocres, an acoustic duo,
nice.
Tony Exum Jr., which is awesome, saxophone, jazz music, Mango Slushy, and Simona Blue are all going to be performing on Saturday to help us raise money for MS. We'll have raffles. We'll have a food truck. There'll be games to play. We're giving away a couple trips to the Caribbean on the raffle.
Oh, dang.
There's a, we'll have a VIP lounge where you're going to get free food and drinks and a swag bag with over $100 worth of items in there. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Man, excited. And I will be your host and DJ. So we want to implore you all to be there, like to come hang out and support this event. It's important, right?
Yes.
You okay?
Yep.
She's emotional. We love that. We love you, Marissa, and what you're doing. That was a beautiful review that you gave. All right, all the details, information. If people want to volunteer, what's an email or tell them where they can get information or tickets?
Yep. So if you want to volunteer, you can head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MSAdultProm. Or you can text 720-739-0063 if you want to, like, volunteer for the day. Also, if you want to get tickets, you can visit our Facebook page as well, or you can visit mysteriousmiracles.org.
And spell that, though. That's important.
MSTERIOUS, miracles.org.
There we go. And we're going to give away a couple pair, if that's cool. Yeah, all right. This is going to be a
I'm going to call in.
You're going to go out the room and call
I'm
in?
I'm trying to get to this Caribbean
I'm
trip.
I'm saying. okay, caller 10 and 11, 303-893-DROP, 303-893-3767. These are VIP tickets.
VIP tickets.
Which is really cool. This event is on Saturday. Again, it's for a great cause. Thank you for being vulnerable this morning.
Yeah.
And sharing your story, and please keep doing what you're doing. You are needed in this community. One of the things that stood out in that review, seen and heard. This is what we're about here. So you are seen and heard. We want you to know that.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you're doing. So caller 10 and 11, you're going to be there Saturday. You and a guest. It's going to be really fun.
So fun. I can't wait.
It's going to be cool. 303-893-DROP. Let's go. Marissa Poppins, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, LaMolly and Sugar Bear.
Thank you.
Community Corner, 104.7 The Drop.